tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, what about a random start here on this Monday morning? Monday, right? Yeah, I was like, wait, was it a short week this week because of a holiday or a short week last week? Obviously, you can see that I still wish it was a holiday. Nah, it's great to be back with you here on a Monday. We got a lot to talk about, but let's do a random start. This one actually caught my eye on X. I think I reposted something at some point over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend here, but nonetheless, thedailycaller.com has a special story for it here. A bar offers free beer to anyone who helps ICE deport an illegal immigrant. Help ICE, get a cold one. There you go. Hey, that could be a nice little radio campaign for it. Anyway, a saloon in Idaho. This is a neighboring state. Another reason why it caught my eye. A saloon in Idaho is offering free beer for a full month to any beer drinker who helps U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement deport an illegal immigrant. The bar announced on Saturday night. The Eagle, Idaho-based bar called the Old State Saloon spread the word via X, telling its followers, alert, anyone who helps ICE identify and ultimately deport an illegal from Idaho gets free beer for 1 month at Old State Saloon. I wonder if anybody in Montana is going to offer up a similar offer back here. But the offer is not just good only one time. The bar clarified on X, it may award multiple months to one person if multiple illegals are deported. So think about that. You know, you hit some of those job sites. Remember like the one they busted in Big Fork where they had multiple illegal aliens? I mean, if you were the guy who was the tipper on that one, my goodness, you could have had at least six, seven, eight, maybe more months of free beer if there was a bar offering a similar type of deal there. In order to claim the prize of a complimentary cold gold for a month, motivated patrons must submit their evidence to deportations at oldstatesaloon.com, including relevant documentation, photos, and videos backing up their efforts. Let's see. The Department of Homeland, that's where I saw it. DHS actually posted it out. The Department of Homeland Security is on board with the idea as the agency's official X account reposted the bar's original X post. Let's see. Thus far, at least one person has already claimed their prize. The vice chair of the Ada County Republican Central Committee in Idaho, Ryan Spoon, is the first winner, as he provided evidence to ICE and helped secured arrest. There you go. All right, there's your random start here on this Monday morning. We've got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. Big thanks to John Jackson, the Joker from X, for covering down on the show on Friday. Big thanks to Caden Bjornstedt for coming in the Friday after Thanksgiving as well to put on a live show for you, for our listeners. Greatly appreciated. All right, we're back with you here live today. You can message us on the Montana Talks app or call in right now, 294-0970. That's a 406, of course.
My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted survival food company, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas. As our gift to you, we've got an amazing deal on survival food kits. Buy one, gift two. That's right. For a limited time, when you grab our best-selling four-week emergency food kit, we'll include 2 one-week kits free to hand out as gifts. That's 4 weeks of emergency food for you, and 2 ready-to-give gifts for anyone on your list who's into preparedness, or anyone who needs a nudge in that direction. But they're only available for a limited time. Grab yours at MyPatriotSupply.com and give the gift of food security this Christmas. With 2,000 calories per day, 16 delicious meal and snack varieties, and up to 25-year shelf life, it's no wonder our 4-week food kit is the best-selling emergency food supply of all time. But the Buy One, Gift Two Christmas special won't last long. So claim yours now at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
History shows that every market fails, every currency collapses, and today, the dollar is shrinking. Trillions in national debt, record high markets defying gravity, but stocks can't go up forever. Meanwhile, groceries, housing, and transportation costs are rising, and your dollar, it buys less every day. So when the crash hits, your stocks won't save you, dollars won't either, but one thing will, gold. Gold has always survived. That's why central banks are buying gold by the ton, and billionaires are stocking up. And every day, Americans are protecting their savings and retirement with physical gold. Don't wait for the headlines. When the panic starts, it's too late. Call Lear Capital now at 800-957-GOLD to get your free gold investment kit and protect your wealth with real physical gold. With over $8 billion in trusted transactions and thousands of five-star reviews, Lear is your trusted source. Call now and also get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualified purchase. Call 800-957-GOLD. That's 800-957-4653.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, one of the things that caught my eye over the weekend was something shared by Rob O'Neill. Of course, our listeners in Butte know Rob O'Neill. He is the Butte kid, the Butte Navy SEAL who killed the terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden, who, of course, had been hiding out in Afghanistan before fleeing to Pakistan, where he was eventually tracked down by U.S. forces. President Trump shared a post on Truth Social by Butte's Rob O'Neill. This after a former Afghan soldier shot and killed a young woman from the West Virginia National Guard on the streets of Washington, D.C. And by the way, I was listening in Friday morning as John Jackson was paying tribute to her and just talking about just how disgusting the whole situation is. As a fellow veteran of the war in Afghanistan myself, I think most of us absolutely cringed when we saw the plane loads of unvetted refugees being flown into the United States following Joe Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. And look, we said this here on this show years ago, when all of this was happening in real time, even the Afghans who worked with the U.S. government in Afghanistan needed additional vetting before being simply brought into the United States. In fact, I remember we talked with, you guys know Stacey Zinn. Stacey Zinn was the head of the DEA here in Montana at the time. She had a career in DEA. She was she was in Afghanistan. She had served, obviously, several tours overseas and down in South America, et cetera. But, when this whole, oh, yeah, bring them all in, let them all in, hysteria was going on, I said, whoa. Yes, we need to get the Americans out of Afghanistan, and we need to get our friends out of there, the ones that we can truly vet, that we know absolutely need to be pulled out of there before they get slaughtered by the Taliban or other, terrorist forces. But you can't just grab anybody who was even an interpreter. And I remember we talked with Stacey Zinn, and when she was in Afghanistan, she actually was about to be assassinated There were interpreters that worked on the base she was at that were basically plotting and trying to set her up to be killed. And thankfully, SIGINT, Signals Intelligence, for those civilians out there, non-veterans who may not know what that term means, basically they intercepted the communications of these bad terps that were communicating with the enemy to target her for assassination. Thankfully, SIGINT, helped disrupt that. But we told that story at the time to say, look, not only can you not be bringing in plane loads of people into this country from Afghanistan, and you have no idea who these people are and why are so many of them military-aged males and where's the women and the children, but you even have to be careful about who you bring into this country that worked with the U.S. government over there. And then, of course, what did we find out about this terrorist who went to Washington, D.C., traveled there from Washington State, which is a hotbed of anti-Americanism, as we know, right? And gunned down two National Guardsmen right on the street. The young woman shot once, and then he shot her again in the head to finish her off. And I'm sorry to share such gory, disgusting details with you here on the radio, but people need to know how despicable this was. And, yeah, so Friday morning, John Jackson was filling in. He was sharing the heartbreaking news about the death of West Virginia National Guardsman Sarah Beckstrom. And John is a retired federal law enforcement officer who also served in Afghanistan. And John may have shared it. I wasn't able to listen to the full show, but I was listening in for a few minutes, and John may have shared this. As I was listening to John talk about this news, I posted on X. I sent him a note on X. I said, this is exactly why guys like us who served in Afghanistan talked about how wrong it was to bring in all these unvetted refugees. And then I added this. Even those who worked for the USG, for the U.S. government, needed additional vetting. We said that years ago on the radio. And by the way, I'll share something that that Joe Kent had posted on X over the weekend. Joe Kent is now the head of the NCTC, the National Counterterrorism Center, if I'm not mistaken. He was a Green Beret, served in some very special units during his tenure in the military. His wife gave his life for this country. She was in the Navy. She was killed by an IED in Syria, if I remember right. And so he's paid an enormous price for this country. And so I'll get to that here coming up in just a few minutes. But there's also cultural challenges, as we talked about back then. And that's what Rob O'Neill shared on X that even got reposted by President Trump over the weekend. He said this. He says, if you've never been to Afghanistan, you wouldn't understand. If you showed these people a Nespresso machine and gave them free coffee, they would assume you were a witch and chop your head off. But let's bring them in. Let's bring them into the country. And anyway, that post by Rob reminded me of when I interviewed a female veteran here in Montana several years ago. She told us how the Afghan interpreters didn't want to play volleyball with her. They had been told that women only had one lung and half a heart, and were worried she would not survive the volleyball game. Well, she played volleyball in high school here in Montana and ended up kicking their butts. But that just gives you a sense of just how different the two cultures truly are.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with high temperatures at around 33. For tonight, turning cloudy with snow showers moving in, especially in the Bozeman area. Temperatures fall off into the mid-20s. Then we'll see areas of light snow into Tuesday with an inch or two possible for accumulations, with high temperature readings staying up into the mid-30s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down. Get it going slower.
survey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captopril Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today. Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel Tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good Monday, everyone. I'm Lane Nordlund, and I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving holiday this past week. Looking to news on the trade front, Canada is signaling a major shift away from its heavy reliance on U.S. trade, with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney unveiling plans to diversify oil, steel, and lumber exports in response to steep U.S. tariffs. Carney warned that U.S. trade actions will cost Canada $50 billion, calling the once beneficial economic interdependence a new vulnerability. A new memorandum with Alberta aims to build a Western Canadian pipeline capable of redirecting up to 400,000 barrels a day to Asian markets, reducing U.S.-bound oil exports by roughly 10%. Canada also announced additional support for its steel and lumber sectors, imposed new tariffs on steel derivative products, and tightened import quotas. The move comes amid heightened tensions after President Trump levied tariffs of up to 50% on Canadian steel, 45% on lumber, and 25% on autos. Ottawa is also investigating electrical transmissions, nuclear power, and large CCUS projects to strengthen its energy and industrial sectors. President Trump says he plans to meet with Carney this week, possibly in Washington, D.C., to discuss the issues as both countries prepare for the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
Every year, humic loss makes it harder for crops to absorb applied nutrients. Resurge from Helena is a low-dust granule that delivers humic compounds to improve nutrient uptake and plant growth. The Resurge granule's superior hardness and uniformity withstands pneumatic applications, allowing for even distribution in your fertilizer and across the acre. Energize your soil and elevate your crops. Contact your Helena representative to learn more. Always follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Ranchers, get ready. A dynamic and productive set of bred females is headed your way. December 2nd marks Sunlean and Lane's 10th annual cattle sale at Billings Livestock, Billings, Montana. Selling 1,100 bred heifers, including F1 Black Baldies and Black Angus AI to leading Angus sires. 600 come in 3-year-old bred cows. Also selling 400 Angus Heart of the Herd Foundation females. Some of the very best genetics in the entire cattle business. For all the details, visit northernlivestockvideo.com.
As Tyson Foods plans to close a Nebraska beef plant, sending shockwaves through the state, dubbed the Beef State, the company plans to lay off over 3,200 workers when the plant winds down in mid-January. The Lexington, Nebraska plant handles an estimated 5,000 head a day and is located near several large feedlots. David Jobman is chairman of the Dawson County Cattlemen's Association and said at first he thought it was a joke, but quickly learned it was no laughing matter.
Yeah, as a cattle producer here in Dawson County, I'm just in shock along with everybody else. I'm sure the decision was not made lightly, but yeah, that's going to have a huge impact that's going to ripple across the communities around here. Pretty good area that was bringing fattened cattle to Lexington for slaughter, and now you're going to have to find other markets, and added transportation costs are certainly going to be a factor in decision in that.
Nebraska's cattle on feed numbers remain solid, and local leaders in the community, many of whom raise cattle, would like to see the plant continue running under new ownership, but face a number of hurdles to do so. And more than 270 leaders from across the dairy industry gathered last week for the 2025 Dairy Sustainability Alliance fall meeting, highlighting how collaboration drives progress. The event highlighted the new 2023 through 24 U.S. Dairy Sustainability Report, tracking progress in well-being, environmental stewardship, and animal and community care. I'm Lane Northland, Western Ag Network.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into the phone calls, and then I'll give you some more insight on this whole Afghanistan refugee, asylee, whatever freaking term you want to use for it. We know that every single system, every single program was abused by the Joe Biden, John Tester regime to allow all of these folks to flood into this country. Let's go to Nancy in Roundup, first up on the phone lines here. Nancy, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, all considering. Thanks for the call this morning.
Yeah, I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. You know, we've talked about this for years on your show, and thank you, Aaron, for airing this and for having guests on your program that have firsthand experience with Afghanistan and Middle Easterners. And I just continue. The more you have, the better informed we Americans are. But the 4 years that Biden was in the White House, I'm not going to call him president, I couldn't understand why so many Americans just idly stood by. And I'm going to criticize the Border Patrol down in, you know, the southern part of our country. And I had a debate with a friend of mine. She thought that, well, because they were preserving and protecting their jobs. Well, that's beside the point. They took an oath to protect the United States from invasion, dangerous invasions, and they didn't do it. And then the Republican Party, all these speeches that they made, and they did nothing. You know, they just allowed Biden to blow holes. He was hiring people to blow holes in the border wall that Trump had built with, American tax dollars. I don't have to tell you. I mean, just we can go on and on about this. But and then the churches, what they got away with, that Nancy Van Miren there in Billings, that Nations to Neighbors program, bringing them into Billings, Montana, because she thinks that Billings should be more diverse in skin color and whatever. And these, you know, the Catholic and the Lutheran churches, I still say this, that they should be fined. And if they're going to break, they're not above breaking our federal laws of immigration. They should be taxed. If our churches are going to do this, then they should be taxed. But I was listening to WABC radio in New York City. I listen every Sunday morning. And they're horrified at the fact that this Mam Dami is going to be mayor. And they're worried about the international laws that he wants to enforce. And the Muslim population there in New York City are calling themselves people of the world. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a frightening scenario in New York City. But I just want to say, Aaron, just keep us informed. Anything, this is how we're going to beat this, is education. We Americans need to really hear it, straight up. And, you know, Rob O'Neill, thank God, I just love to hear him speak about this. And I sent you a meme. It's about Ilhan Omar. She's horrified. She is just a train wreck right now. She's just panicking.
After all the Minnesota fraud stuff was uncovered?
There you go.
Interesting. Yeah, after all the Minnesota fraud was uncovered. We got to do a follow-up on that story as well. Yeah, Nancy, great to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Back in 60 seconds. See, I brought up several topics, including, you know, some of the conversations that we had here on this show on Montana Talks over the past few years. She talked about the Afghan refugees. I use quotes on that, on the so-called Afghan refugees that they were bringing into Billings, Montana, for example. And this I pulled up what I wrote back on September of 2023. So a little over 2 years ago. I said this, Montanans, well, first off, let me say I also got a message on the Montana Talks app that came in from John in Bozeman, and John in Bozeman sent in a reminder. Do you guys remember the Afghan refugee, asylee, again, whatever term they want to use here? The fact is Joe Biden abused the refugee, asylee process to allow anybody to flood into this country. And that's not just me saying it. That's what I confirmed with John Fabricatore. John Fabricatore, he ran for Congress down in Colorado against that Jason Crow guy who downplayed the threat of Tren de Aragua. But John Fabricatore was the ICE state director. He ran ICE for the entire state of Colorado and the entire state of Wyoming. He had a full career, retired in Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And that's what he said. He said they were abusing the refugee asylee programs to allow for basically anybody to flood into this country. But this is what I wrote back in 2023. Montanans have several reasons to be concerned when we hear the news that 100 refugees from Afghanistan, Venezuela, Honduras, and Ukraine will be getting placed in Billings. First, this is what I wrote in 2023. First, the Biden administration seems to be slapping the refugee label on anyone who comes into this country, even if they break in across our southern border. The Biden administration also failed to vet the refugees they brought in during the last go-around. Remember when an Afghan refugee raped an 18-year-old young woman in Missoula? And anyway, that's what I wrote back in 2023, over 2 years ago. Yeah, it was back in 2021 when the parolee, the Afghan parolee, was charged with raping an 18-year-old young woman in Missoula. By the way, do you remember, because so many refugees and so many non-English-speaking folks had been piled in to Billings, Montana, do you remember one of the reasons why they talked about creating a charter school in Billings that was focused on helping people that couldn't speak English? They cited cultural differences, cultural challenges. If I remember right, John Jackson, the Joker from X, had an interesting take on that one. Okay, I still didn't get to Joe Kent and what he had to say about vetting these foreign nationals coming into the United States, even those who worked with the U.S. government in other countries. This is a very important point that needs to be made here. But speaking of John Fabricatore, I've got something from John Fabricatore as well. Of course, all of it is on our Montana Talks website right now. All right, phone lines are open for you, 406.
Welcome to your Meditative Minute. Today, we're going to talk about deep breathing, something we all need to do more of, especially when you're getting ready to call your health plan and deal with one of those automated phone trees. You know how it feels to get into an endless phone loop when you just have a simple question that could take 2 minutes or less, but you end up getting passed around every department in the health plan except the one you need because the automated phone system can't understand simple English. And then pretty soon, you've lost your zen.
Shouldn't your health plan help you reduce stress, not add to it? That's why you'll talk to a real person when you choose Pacific Source Health Plans.
Tranquil Town. Tranquil Town. Okay, Janice, you got this.
Human service, not automated phone trees. Just another way Pacific Source Health Plans goes beyond what's required.
So Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $29.95 a month for life. Not your phone's life, your life. This top-tier plan is normally $65 a month, but if you switch today, you'll save over 50% every month for the rest of your life. You might say it's the deal of your lifetime. Just dial pound 250, say Mike Rowe. Offer expires 12/7. Some restrictions apply. Details at puretalk.com.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, so let me start with John Fabricatore. John Fabricatore was an ICE field office director for the entire state of Colorado and the entire state of Wyoming before eventually retiring. I think he's now working in the Trump administration, if I'm not mistaken, trying to help. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's one of the guys that's trying to track down all of these kids that the Biden regime lost. Hundreds of thousands of kids that were trafficked across our southern border. And the Biden regime has no idea where they ended up. One of the most despicable things about that story, by the way, did you know that the Biden administration, that I think it was DPHHS or somebody, they set up a tip line. So when they started farming these kids, these migrant kids, when they started farming them out to people all over the country, didn't even know who these relatives were, gave them to people that weren't even related to these kids. They gave these kids to people. I mean, you think they didn't vet the Afghans that they flew into America by the plane load? They also didn't vet the people, oftentimes the men, that these little kids were sent to. They sent little kids into homes of men they never even vetted. And the Biden regime lost hundreds of thousands of kids. Oh, but they set up a tip line, a phone number that these kids could call if they were facing abuse, if they were suffering abuse. And you know what? Some kids actually called the tip line, and no one answered the call. And no one came to help them. This is how despicable what took place in the last 4 years of this country under the Biden tester regime truly was. But John Fabricatore said this, back to the Afghan charged with election day, back to the Afghan who killed this incredible young woman, West Virginia National Guardsman. John Fabricatore says this, because the terrorist was allowed in under Operation Allies Welcome. John Fabricatore, under the Biden regime, John says this, I was involved in Operation Allies Welcome during the Afghan withdrawal. I was brought on as the director of independent departures. That's the walk-offs who left before vetting. I filed a complaint early on that hundreds had walked away once they arrived in the United States. Instead of looking into the complaint, the Biden administration investigated my team. I mean, this just shows you, again, like, they went after the law enforcement officers who were raising red flags. They went after the whistleblowers. They didn't want to go after the criminals and the drug cartel operatives and the terrorists that they allowed into this country, but they would go after the federal employees who were raising red flags as this invasion was allowed. You can see that John Fabricatore post at MontanaTalks.com. It's the story where I talk about President Trump reposting Rob O'Neill's message over the weekend. Joe Kent, NCTC Director Joe Kent, he shared this. Let's see, when was this? Okay, this was This was November 28th, so this was a few days ago, but it was after the news came out. His first message talking about the barbaric terrorist attack in Washington, D.C. by an Afghan tourist has spurred righteous outrage over the Biden administration's policy of importing people hostile to our nation. It is true that the terrorist who conducted the attack in D.C. was, quote, vetted by the Intelligence Committee. However, he was only vetted to serve as a soldier to fight against the Taliban, AQ, and ISIS in Afghanistan. He was not vetted for his suitability to come to America and live amongst us as a neighbor, integrate into our communities, or eventually become an American citizen. And it was a lengthier post that he first put out early on November 28th, and then he followed it up with this that really sums it up well. Vetting a foreigner in a war zone to determine if he will fight a common enemy is vastly different than vetting a foreigner to see if he is suitable to live in our country. Yet under Biden, tens of thousands of Afghans were brought to America using the war zone vetting standard. This is why the D.C. attack happened. The solution is rounding up everyone Biden let in and deporting them immediately. That was from Joe Kent. Listen to what one, you know, former Afghan interpreter and what he had to say. This is a former Afghan interpreter, as I understand it, Ahmad Shah Mohibi. He was on CNN. And even he was making the point that, like, look, just because somebody was an interpreter, or just because somebody was a soldier in a, you know, in an Afghan army force that was working with the United States over there, that doesn't mean that they automatically get a come to America free card. Here is that former Afghan interpreter Ahmad Shah Mohibi.
That's through the same process, but you know, here's the thing. A U.S. commanding general recommended me. I had 45 letters of recommendation. I went through a clearance process, even though everybody knew me, but I had to wait 3 years to get my visa.
Yeah.
While we have an open border, we have guys like them, put them on a plane, bring them to the U.S. What do you expect? You know, this has to be, and it has been always, a bipartisan problem. It's not a Democratic problem, Republican problem. Look, Bush started the war. You know, President Obama, he surged it. President Trump made a deal with the Taliban. President Biden, he just exited in a most shameful, chaotic.
All right, there you go. Yeah, you can find that one on X. I'm trying to think where. Yeah, Ahmad Shah Mohibi spotted that one earlier here. Let's see. This we're going to take you back again. You know, we talked a little bit about what we were talking about back in the day. This is Sean Parnell. I think this is from, I got to go back and look at my, actually, let me see when this one is from. This was Sean Parnell is now a top staffer in the Pentagon for Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. He is a fellow veteran. Anyway, here is what he had to say back in 2021. He was on with Tucker Carlson back when Tucker Carlson was still on Fox News.
We worked with an Afghan interpreter for over a year. He was on every mission with us. He was on every fight with us. And one day we got tasked with an observation post to watch info routes from Pakistan into Afghanistan. My platoon that day rolled up onto the hill. We wondered why the Afghan villagers all around that hilltop were watching the platoon. Rolled up onto the hill. One of my trucks hit a plastic Italian TC-6 anti-tank mine. It wounded four of my soldiers seriously and killed somebody in my platoon. After that mission was over, during our after-action report, we found out that our interpreter, who had been with us every step of the way, someone who we thought was our friend, we learned that he was working with an Iranian IED cell in Pakistan and coordinated the placement of that mine, which killed one of my troops in a devastating attack. Tucker, just because somebody, just because an Afghan works with us and is friends with us does not actually mean they're safe to bring here. And this is precisely why we cannot bring 30,000 unvetted Afghan refugees to the United States of America. It's an irresponsible policy. And quite frankly, I can't believe we even have to have this conversation. American citizens have to have the priority. They have to be the priority.
Yeah, that was spot on, and we were basically saying the same things here on this show back then as well. Multiple conversations with fellow veterans, both law enforcement and military alike, who had served overseas in Afghanistan. And again, just like how he and his unit was being set up by a bad interpreter, Stacey Zinn, the former head of the DEA here in Montana, told us the exact same story right here on the radio. Maybe it was back in 2021 in real time, just like Sean Parnell was talking about it there on Tucker Carlson's program. Okay, let's see. Jim Hansen, a great guy. I got a chance to meet him shortly after I returned home from Afghanistan. He's a special operations veteran. I believe he was a 5th Special Forces Group, Green Beret. He now heads up the Middle East Forum. Jim Hansen, you might have known him as Uncle Jimbo back in the day when they had the Black Five blog. But he was on Fox News over the weekend talking about the threats in our country right now and Afghanistan, what wasn't done, what needs to be done, etc. We'll get to that here coming up. Right after the Sean Hannity commentary here. Plus, of course, we got the phone lines open for you as well, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Let's see, some big local Montana news. The state of Montana has now decided where they are going to place this new state mental health prison facility. We'll get to that in the 7 o'clock hour. I know Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal will have a good read on that story as well.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The government doesn't run very much efficiently at all. And that's why I urge you in this audience, don't buy their lie. You know, if you think this is bad, the people that raided the lockbox, the Social Security, the people that screwed up our school systems, the people that want to reimagine the police and defund and no bail. If you think those people are capable of running anything efficiently, they're not. And for them, it's about power. And their power is your dependency. That's why, you know, womb to the tomb, cradle to grave, which is what they're preaching, which is what they want, which is the new Green Deal, means failure after failure after failure.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, you want to give the gift they'll actually use this holiday? Peace of mind? Give the people in your life something that will protect them. Go to BYRNA.com today. They are the world leader in less lethal personal defense. It's compact, it's concealable, it's powerful. The newest burner compact fits in a pocket, a purse, while delivering real stopping power for up to 60 feet away. I carry one every day. I recommend every family have a burner, every person have one. Now, it fires potent kinetic and aerosol rounds that can stop any attacker in their tracks for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. You don't need a background check. It ships right to your door. Burner gives both the gift giver and the recipient peace of mind, not just for the holidays, but all year round and for many years to come. Protect your loved ones. Safety is priceless. Visit BYRNA.com today and find the right launcher for you and your family. That's BYRNA.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote.
Call 800-923-6829 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-923-6829. That's 800-923-6829. What do you have to lose? Call 800-923-6829. Again, 800-923-6829.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there is a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see, we got a message here on the Montana Talks app from Tim in Savage. Let's see, where did it go? Here we go. Oh, yeah, because we got another new one that just came in as well here. All right, Tim in Savage says this. And before I read his message, yeah, I was wondering, I saw President Trump, I don't think we snagged this audio, there was too much other stuff to grab, but I saw that President Trump was talking apparently about another test that he had that said how well he is doing mentally, etc. The fake news media that covered for Joe Biden is pretending that somehow Donald J. Trump isn't fully with it. my goodness. You know, it's like the fake news media just woke up and they think Sleepy Joe is still the president of the United States. And they're like, hey, what's wrong with the president's brain? It's like, hey, I don't know if you guys just woke up or not, but Sleepy Joe is no longer the president. So, just, my goodness, how pathetic. But anyway, Tim and Savage, I guess, gives us a little insight as to apparently why President Trump was being asked about this. Apparently, President Trump just had an MRI done. Anyway, Tim says this. So the latest scandal is release the MRI results. And I've seen a few posts claiming that Biden was or is just fine and should run in 2028. Really? Are people actually saying that, Tim? Oh, man. It sounds like they may also need some brain scans, if that's the case. But, yeah, he then says this. The level of Trump derangement syndrome is staggering. Let's see. Linda in Billings. Linda, you got to have your nephew call into the show or give us a call. If your nephew could be on the show. Anyway, Linda says this. Good morning, Aaron. I heard you talking about the horrendous Afghan pullout. My nephew was one of the Air Force C-17 pilots there. They were basically told to go over and see what you can do. No direction whatsoever. It was as if all those above the pilots had completely washed their hands of it. Yeah, Linda, wow, that would be fascinating if your nephew was ever able to join us on the show. Let's go to Jim Hansen here. Let me see. He was on Fox News over the weekend. Going back to this whole vetting point that I was talking about how, look, you can't just say, oh, well, they were working with U.S. forces. Yeah, bring them into America.
I think there is a good feeling about wanting to help people who helped us, but that doesn't make it a good idea, especially if we're in a situation where we can't validate their, you know, ability to live in a fully westernized society. And I think the Trump administration is bringing back an idea they called in the first term extreme vetting. where you go much deeper into people's belief systems, much deeper into their backgrounds, much deeper into where they've lived. It's not based on their race or anything else. There's no discrimination in it. It's based on the idea that some cultures are different than other cultures, and the people living there may not be suitable to come here and become Americans.
Back when Jen Psaki was the spokeswoman for the Biden administration, our Peter Ducey asked her about some of these people slipping through the cracks. Here's that exchange.
Is there any concern that maybe trying to reach this deadline and get everybody out, mistakes are being made now that there is a report that at least one of the Afghans evacuated to Qatar has suspected ISIS ties?
Well, first, I would say we have a stringent vetting process, which includes background checks before any individual comes to the United States. So I can't speak to one individual, but I can tell you and confirm for you that we take the vetting of any individual who comes to the United States and comes out incredibly seriously.
Yeah, sure they did. Yeah, sure they do. We called it as BS at the time. It's even more so obvious as BS right now. Okay, we got some business news coming up in the 7 o'clock. Hour. Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal kicking off your work week. What about this mental health prison facility? Where's it going to be? We'll tell you
from
next.
The Mattress Firm Studio, this is KBUL News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM, home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with high temperatures at around 33. For tonight, turning cloudy with snow showers moving in, especially in the Bozeman area. Temperatures fall off into the mid-20s. Then we'll see areas of light snow into Tuesday with an inch or two possible for accumulations, with high temperature readings staying up into the mid-30s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.